A new report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows Indiana has to work harder to improve outcomes for African American and Hispanic kids in order to make sure they have successful futures. The 2017 Race for Results, Building a Path to Opportunity for All Children report scores states on how different racial and ethnic groups of children are progressing when it comes to education, health, and economic well-being. Tammy Silverman, president and CEO of the Indiana Youth Institute, says when children aren't taken care of, the entire state suffers.
When we talk about the well-being of kids, that means all of Indiana's kids, all Hoosier kids. It's in all of our best interest to make sure that each and every child is getting the support they need to reach their full potential.
In Indiana, 72% of African American and 67% of Hispanic youth live in low-income households, compared with less than 40% of white and Asian children. While Indiana typically scores above national average in education, the data shows the numbers are uneven across minority groups. 90% of Indiana's African-American 8th graders and 85% of the state's English language learners are not proficient at math, compared with 55% of white 8th graders. Silverman says it's not just up to educators and policymakers to make sure kids do well. Community members can also make a difference.
We can ask at our schools, what are their inclusion policies? What are their equity policies? What are we doing for students in the margins? In addition, we need to be asking the Chamber of Commerce. We need to ask the city councils, because the more we have these conversations, the greater the opportunity for change.
On a positive note, the data shows 55% of African-American children aged 3 to 5 years old are enrolled in either a nursery school, preschool, or a kindergarten program. That's the third highest percentage among racial groups in the state. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.